with networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more. Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Welcome back in After Hours 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Grant Nicholson and Jacob Mustard producing the show. Drew Nixon with me. Myself, Mac Morey, with you till 9 o'clock. Been a fun first hour. I fixed the WNBA. Yeah. You and Josh Pate helped us fix college football, 16-team expansion. Of course, talked Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick's trying to fix North Carolina.
Bill Belichick's trying to fix North Carolina, and we're trying to help you fix your outlook on the Chiefs with the fact that this team's held to a different standard.
We're fixing the world here tonight.
But now we're going to be done fixing. We're just going to get into what we do at 8 o'clock every night together, Drew, which is the out of left field question. So let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Which this is a good one. My fiance, my wonderful fiance, I love you, honey, asked me a few months ago before we were going to a music festival up in Ocean City, Maryland, which happened to be a blast. Friday night was a little rough a couple months ago because it was a monsoon. I was walking in knee-deep water for 3 hours. We did not get home till like 2 a.m. So that night sucked, but I'll remember it forever. Blink-182 had to cancel after like 5 songs. But she asked me before, what would your dream music festival lineup be? Which I think is a great question. So I was like, let's bring it to the radio. 913-586-7965. Please be part of the conversation. 913-586-7965 to get in on the action here. Your dream festival lineup. So I'm thinking, like, give me, you know, 4, 5, 6 bands worth, maybe 2 headliners, 2 other good bands, and then 2 other artists.
I still need time to think about this. I've known this question's coming.
Yeah, and I was like, come on, you're not ready?
I need to think about it.
Grant, do you have anything off the top that you're like, okay, this is my headliner? You don't need to give me 5 or 6 off the top, but do you have 1 or 2 you're like, I need this at my dream festival?
Off the top of the head, I'd say Jeff Rosenstock, MJ Linderman, probably the main 2. Those are the 2 ones, the biggest, the boldest font right at the top.
Jeff Rosenstock and who was the other one?
Is MJ Linderman.
Okay.
They're kind of like punk rock.
Oh, I love it. That's why I'm putting them in my search bar, and I will be listening to them because I imagine just by the photos of these guys, I'm going to enjoy their music. So, okay, great. Jeff Rosenstock, MJ Linderman. Those are good ones. Way less basic than me. Grant's going to be the closest.
You're very basic, man.
Well, I'm pretty basic. I mean, Blink-182. I mean, that's my favorite band, so I need them headlining. I need them there. A band that I've yet to see that is my top 5 once, and I've heard is incredible live, Again, basic, okay. But Mumford & Sons. I've heard they're incredible.
Mumford & Sons is classic.
They're classic. I've heard they're incredible. They're just so much fun. Like, everyone's just dancing, jumping around. The videos look awesome. I love their music.
I do think there is something to a good performer. You know?
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I think there's something to a good performer. That makes, maybe they're not even like your favorite artist, but they're a good performer, and it makes you want to go and,
oh yes,
you know, watch them perform.
Kendrick,
okay,
on my list as well. Kendrick Lamar,
not J. Cole,
not J. Cole, no Drake, none of that.
Oh,
no,
just sad. Oh,
just give me Kendrick. And Baby Keem, he can bring out his cousin Baby Keem. That could be a bonus. He could come out
when he's writing Kendrick's rhymes.
Oh. Wow. Okay, we're not getting into that. That is egregious. Wow. That's crazy.
I'm kidding. I'm totally
from the 702, kidding. Metallica, Disturbed, Nickelback, Five Finger Death Punch. Dude, sign me up. That sounds sick. No, I'd be headbanging there for sure. I'm trying to think about who else.
Headbanging. So you
want... Oh, dude, I'd be moshing,
okay,
yeah.
So two headliners and then three other artists?
Well, yeah, you can have as many headliners as you want. I just named what would be three headliners for sure. I'm trying to think of some other people that I'd want there. I mean, one of my... Like, I'm trying to think of other bands that I want to see. Like, I See Stars. I don't know. Do you know them, Grant? I don't know. They're real good. I've seen them live 3 times. They're fantastic. Speaking of moshing and headbanging, that would be fun.
You know who's a great performer? 21 Pilots. I've seen them a number of times. They're really,
really
cool. Good live.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
They put on a good show.
From the 816, Attack. Oh, nice. Throwback. The Devil Wears Prada. Lil Wayne. Nice. Skrillex. That's a good one. See, this one's a... Performance, someone seeing live, like, I'm not turning on Skrillex in my car alone, but Skrillex at a music festival, dude, that would go hard. People would be loving it up. And then said, finish it up with some Boom Clap by Charlie XOX. Nice. Nice, A16. That's a great festival.
It's a good, it's an interesting mix, you know, when you throw Lil Wayne in there with, like, Skrillex, but it, you know.
Oh, yeah, but these, yeah, come on, it doesn't need to be.
Someone said these are some unseasoned-ass lists. Well, then give me yours, then. Hey, 913. I haven't even given you mine yet. Give me yours, 913-586-7965.
Unseasoned, hey.
I need to see your seasoned list, then.
That's fair,
talking
brother.
Talking smack.
That's fair, brother. I don't care.
I'm talking smack.
I don't know, man.
Hey.
Whatever, sure, it's unseasoned. 816, don't kid yourself, the Eagles. Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, shoot, man. Yeah, if this is real,
yeah,
Dream, I mean, the Beatles. I mean, shoot, if we're just doing Dream, past or present. Mm. I mean, well, yeah, come on. You're holding out on me, Drew. What's your dream? You're over there typing. All he's right, frantically Googling.
Yeah, no, I got it. No, I'm not even Googling. I'm checking my Apple playlist.
Oh,
like,
oh, that's
to,
what it is.
Let me
okay.
roll through my, my spot. So I love Post Malone. I think Post Malone's a good feature, a good headliner. The rest of it, like,
nice.
Post Malone has so many different lanes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I is feel this like country him, post? Or?
No, this is not country post. This is like, I mean, his...
White Iverson.
Yeah, White Iverson, yes. Like, give me the hip-hop
gotcha.
Post Malone. Because he's combining with J. Cole.
Rockstar.
He is combining with Lil Wayne.
Yeah?
Yes, before he was acting all crazy. Kanye West. I've seen Kanye perform one time, and it was freaking awesome.
That's fair.
He is a hell of a performer.
I bet
Kanye
him.
Is. You bet Kanye West?
Yeah, did I not tell you this?
No.
Yes, I've interviewed Kanye West one-on-one.
No, you have yes. not. That's BS.
Shook
I don't believe
hand.
You.
Shook his hand.
Are you serious?
Got a picture, dude. Yes.
Do,
it
do,
was when
do,
he was running for president.
Do you still have
a picture? In Wyoming. Oh, yeah, I can pull it up. I can
okay.
find it for you.
I need to. I
you
not
think
that
I'm
I don't
capping?
Believe.
Yeah, you think I'm
I
capping?
Think you're for you to say I interviewed him, you're capping.
Interviewed him. Yeah. No, he
you
said. No, he can't believe it. Yeah, he said he wanted to. I was like, what are your biggest issues? You know,
oh
that you want to change. He said
man.
He wanted to help out with homelessness and hunger. I was like, honestly,
shout
man,
out to Kanye.
Two solid starting points here.
J. Cole, Post Malone, Lil Wayne, Kanye.
So this is a rap festival.
Oh, yeah, it's a rap festival, 100%.
Okay, that's fair.
So Logic is my favorite rapper. Not the greatest rapper, but he's one of my favorite rappers. Like when he's actually flowing and is going about his business, he's one of the best in my opinion. K-Camp, I already mentioned K-Camp, underrated artist. Some good vibey music. That same person, by the way, said bet Wayne, Post Malone, Tupac, Rihanna, and Katy Perry. Katy Perry in there is interesting. I think Rihanna's a little bit overrated. No offense to
what?
This person. Beyonce's better than Rihanna, and it's not close. Not close.
Wow.
I mean, he's talking about unseasoned. He's got Katy Perry on there.
Yeah, I know. Unseasoned Katy Perry, bro. On, nice.
That's a
unseasoned Post Malone.
Damn.
Okay.
That's funny.
Here we go. 620, speaking my language here. Blink 182, Sublime, 311. Just saw 311 live over on the beach. Great. Then George Strait over there at the end.
Wow. I do think also Travis Scott would be fun to see perform as well.
I saw him
in person. That would be lit.
That was amazing.
I didn't want to embarrass myself, but Grant, the artist that you named, I didn't know who you were talking about.
They're not crazy popular.
No, I didn't either. No, I didn't either. I looked him up. No, I was open about it. I didn't know him. That's fine. I've heard of MJ Linderman.
This is because I don't step foot in certain pools of music because I it's not for me, which is fine.
There's certain pools I don't step in either.
Yeah, no, it's fair. Certain pools I don't step in either. Kid pool, one of them. A lot of pee.
One of the funniest moments, and I wasn't going to bring this up, but I think one of the funniest moments last night was when, because it came around the whole Beyonce conversation, was, I don't know if you saw this on Inside the NBA last night.
Yeah.
Did you know exactly where I'm going? So,
yes.
I almost want to play it.
Honestly, let's come back with it.
Okay.
Let's come back with that audio.
If you missed
unless
it,
you have it. Do you just have it pulled up?
Let's roll it in and let's
come back with that because that's too good to bring up and to not play because that was pretty funny.
Funny moment yesterday.
Funny moment yesterday on what is the best sports show of all time inside the NBA with TNT. That is our out of left field question today. Make sure you keep telling us your bands. We'll bring it back up. Some real good lists in there. Would love to go to some of those festivals with you guys. What music? Nothing like it. Make sure you keep texting them in 913-586-7965. Coming up, we've got more questions for you. Four of them to be exact, and they're all about the NFL. Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold, plus another one in there. We'll let you know all about it here on the other side. Listen to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Lovebirds, you're in for a treat. With your holiday proposal just around the corner, Shane Company is here to help you create your dream engagement ring. This is your moment. Let's make it magical. Through four generations as a family business, we've helped tons of couples find a beautiful engagement ring for a price that works with their budget. We've always sourced diamonds directly, cut out the middleman, and passed the savings on to you. At Shane Company, we have the widest selection of ring settings and center stones, in stock and ready to compare side by side. It's so easy. Choose the look that brings your vision to life. From classic styles to modern designs, we have them all. Then pick out a natural or lab-grown diamond, a sapphire in your favorite color, or a vibrant gemstone like ruby or amethyst. With our everyday competitive prices and free lifetime warranty, your forever after is safe with us. Visit shaneco.com and come see us in store. We've got your dream ring and fine jewelry gifts for everyone on your list. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Fun Sports Bar.
Rocking and rolling here, 8:20 on After Hours, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Drew Nixon, Grant Nicholson, along with Jacob Mustard over there producing the show. Got you till 9 o'clock tonight. Had you for 3 hours last night, 2 hours tonight. Man, it's so much fun doing this show. We've been having a great time these past years.
Yeah, it's always great.
It's been awesome. It's thanks to you guys, the listeners, texting in 913-586-7965. Yeah, so much fun getting to talk to you guys. Just had our out of left field question talking Dream Music Festivals. 817 or the 913 said, read mine, damn it. So I told him I would do it. So Dream Festival head lineup for this 913 texter. Tool, Rage Against the Machine, James Brown, 311, Cypress Hill, and Diplo.
James Brown, all right. Like it.
Dude, sick. That's a sick lineup. Sick lineup. Had another one. Thoughts on Reliant K, MXPX, Less Than Jake, Under Oath. I mean, 913. I mean, you're speaking my language. So, fantastic. Fantastic. We've got more questions. But before we get to those four NFL questions, you had brought up the funny moment.
Beyonce,
the
yeah.
Funny moment. Yeah, we're talking about Beyonce, Rihanna, and the funny moment on TNT last night. So why don't you just explain what happened
Beyonce's,
on Inside the NBA?
Beyonce's husband in some, is it some hot water?
Yeah.
Not good at all whatsoever. But inside the NBA, Kenny the Jet Smith was using an example, and instead of saying Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole or even Drake, he decided to use one rapper that caused Charles to say something very funny, and it makes us say, hopefully this show never goes away.
You think Jay-Z or
probably not a good time right now.
Or you're silly, man. You're wrong. You're silly, man. You're silly, Mr. Wall, man.
If I can fix
my
the
point
wall,
was too soon, Kenny.
Too soon, Kenny.
Too soon.
You know, this
probably
is something about this show,
time, man.
That is hilarious. And if y'all haven't seen the video, it's funny because Shaq just gets up and walks off the set. Ernie doesn't even know what to say. It was a very, 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 very funny moment.
It's awesome, man. Oh, it's too good.
Beyonce's performing on Christmas in Houston. Along with the along with the lineup with Pittsburgh, what Pittsburgh artist could perform for the Steelers game at halftime? Wiz Khalifa, obviously.
Oh,
we both seen him in concert,
yes.
Black and Yellow.
That would
He's
be
got some
sick.
Hits, some bangers.
Wiz is so good.
Christina Aguilera also apparently is from
That'd be cool.
Pittsburgh.
That'd be cool.
So
yeah, she's got an amazing voice. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Anyways, sorry.
Always the best. No, we had to come
back. I dove down the rabbit hole.
It's
after hours, so it's okay. We're almost allowed to do it.
We're almost encouraged.
I'm sure Dusty would have done it.
No, exactly. Of course he would have. We're almost encouraged to do that. And we'll do it again tomorrow on Fesco and Dusty as well as you guys will on Cody and Gold.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I'll see you guys in like 10 hours. NFL questions. Got four of them for you. Let's get to it, okay? I want to start with this. Sam Darnold, what do you do if you're Minnesota? Where does Sam Darnold end up? Do
you
try
mean, like,
and bring him
after this year?
Oh, after the season.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, yeah, we know. What do you mean?
I don't want to say you trade him, but because I think with J.J. McCarthy and the knee injury, obviously you want him to come back, but the way that it's gone from the reports, like Kevin O'Connell was like, we had to go, like he had to get something, not redone, but he had to get it looked at again.
Yeah.
And there was another adjustment they had to do. So I don't, depending on how his situation is, maybe you just bring him back again. I will say this, there is an interesting situation If he, say he, I don't know, I think you bring him back. If he goes to the NFC title game and they lose, I think you bring him back no matter what. One, so JJ can continue to rehab, but also maybe he just actually has another year where he's actually practicing in the system, still developing, and then he's ready to go the year after next year. Let's say Sam Darnold is the Sam Darnold that we saw in New York next year. Like, he's great this year. Let's say next year he goes back to that form. You bring JJ in. I think having Sam Darnold in there is fine, or if you want to use him as a trade piece, then maybe.
Did you know what's so funny? I was just thinking that. It's not like the NBA, though. Like, a sign-and-trade for Sam Darnold makes so much sense for Minnesota, but that's just not what the NFL does. Sign-and-trades don't exist. But
yeah,
you sign him right now, playing for the first 4 or 6 weeks of next year, he looks good again. Of course, there's going to be a team who's like, damn, we could use a quarterback
right now. And they go to
JJ
McCarthy?
And then they go to JJ, and they trade Sam Darnold, and then, yeah, because to me, though, I think Sam Darnold ends up not in Minnesota. I don't know about you, Grant. What do you think?
I think, right along with you guys, I think you try to keep him if you can. If you can sign him for like 2 years for like
exactly
an adequate amount of money, I think that's fair. You can't break the bank for him, and then just let JJ learn some more.
Yeah, no, that's where I'm at. I don't think that happens. If I had to guess, he's a New York Giant next year. That is my guess.
Can't overpay.
Yep, can't overpay Sam Darnold. So? You don't want to do that. And I mean, this is a quarterback guru. This is one of the best coaches in the league right now, in Kevin O'Connell. He was able to get Kirk Cousins playing better than he ever had. We've saw what he did with Sam Darnold now, and now he needs to do that with the guy that he handpicked and they drafted. And he's had a year to sit, obviously, with the injury, and you're right, it will impending on kind of where that goes with his recovery timeline. Okay, second question here. We know who the four best teams in the AFC are, I think, pretty definitively. You guys can tell me I'm wrong, but to me, in whatever order you'd like to put them in, the four best teams in the AFC are the Chiefs, the Bills, the Steelers, and the Ravens. Who is the fifth best team? Because an argument could be made for the Chargers. An argument definitely could be made for the Houston Texans. And some, not me, obviously, because Bo Nix is my arch nemesis, would make an argument for the Denver Broncos. So I ask you two, and the text line, 913-586-7965, who is the fifth best team in the AFC? And do you guys agree with me? Top four? I feel like that's pretty definitive. That's fair. Okay, good.
Who was it again? Chiefs, Bills,
Ravens,
Steelers. Ravens?
In whatever order you'd like to put that in. I mean, Chiefs, Bills are one and two. But
I would say, gosh, man. I would say Chargers.
Okay.
Just I think, you know, Jim Harbaugh has really improved the team. The defense is really good. I'm really tempted to say the Broncos, actually.
Wow.
Because I think the defense has been so prolifically good. I mean, if you took both teams at their full peak health, I think the Chargers are better. I guess there's that.
I didn't really consider the Broncos.
Houston,
yeah,
I don't,
me either. Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning like 51% Chargers, like 49% Texans, maybe. Not by a lot. But
Houston's like tough because I think they would be easy to pick. Like, oh yeah, it's Houston. Because you look at the team, like on paper,
they're,
you
talent.
Say, okay, yes,
they, way more talent.
They're the fifth team, no question. But the way that they've played this year, they haven't looked like the fifth best team in the, or they haven't looked like a top five team in the AFC.
No, they haven't
really at all.
But I'm trusting them in the playoffs over the Chargers. I think that would be my pick. Just because from a talent standpoint, I think they've just got so much more.
They might end up playing each other.
They definitely might. It's going to be awesome.
High format,
it would be at Houston. Yeah, exactly. Just because Houston's going to walk into a division win. It's one of the worst divisions in football. Okay, so we're pretty much in between the Texans or the Chargers.
I
lean Houston. You guys may lean a little bit of LA, which I don't mind either. I think that's fair. Honestly, the only thing holding back the Chargers is talent. That is really the only deficit they have. Coaching, quarterback, they've got it all right now. It's just some more talent.
To the 8-1-6 point, losing Dobbins killed the Chargers. I think that
that's
is
totally
a reason
fair.
Why you wouldn't pick the Chargers, I guess, in that standpoint. Again, if we're talking just the way that they are,
well,
a little more of an argument.
I think a testament to the talent point as well is like losing J.K. Dobbins killed you. That shows how little talent you have. And that's where we're at.
No Ladd McConkey either.
And no Ladd McConkey.
Ladd's
absolutely.
My guy. Yeah.
Your two best offensive
weapons. The two best offensive weapons, yes. And Ladd hopefully making his way back soon. Mm-hmm. Fantastic player. So good. Kyler Murray. Is he done? Is it over? Are we out? Should they figure out a trade piece? What's the deal here? Mm. Because We're in year, what are we, in year six?
Yeah.
I believe. Let me look that up just to make sure. But we're now past the point of, oh, well, he's developing. Oh, he's learning. Oh, he needs a better team. He's gone through kind of all of those phases. And not to say he's ever had an elite team. He hasn't. Yeah, this is in the middle of year six right now for Kyler Murray. He has never played a full season well. He's played first halves of seasons well. He's had some flashes in the second half. He has never played 16 or 17 good games in a row, and he's only played 16 games in a season twice. He does have a chance to do that this season as well. Fingers crossed that he stays healthy for the rest of the year. Where are you guys at with Kyler?
I like Kyler Murray. I think that they should... If they move on from him, though, do they go and get Sam Darnold? I mean, is that where we're at? Because they're right now they're 6-7. They're not going. The draft class stinks from where they're going to be drafting at quarterback wise in all likelihood. Like there's two quarterbacks this year. It's Shedeur Sanders, it's Cam Ward.
Yep.
There's multiple guys who are staying in college. Quinn Ewers technically can if he wants to. I think he's coming out of the draft. But do you want to take Quinn Ewers? Does that make sense? Is he better than Kyler Murray? I think Kyler Murray is better than him. So I think you keep Kyler Murray. I mean, he's building that chemistry up a little bit with Marvin Harrison Jr. as well. They're getting better as they go along. I feel like you keep Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I think you can win with Kyler Murray. I don't know what you can win, but like you can win the division. Like you can go into the playoffs and maybe have like a conference title appearance. Like I think he's a good quarterback.
I think he's good too. I
just don't know what you
maybe
do.
Not elite. Maybe not elite.
No, he is not a win with quarterback. And I thought there was a chance that he would be able to become a win because he's not a win because of quarterback. And I thought there was a chance that he'd be able to elevate himself into that tier one, that class. And he's clearly not. And now I'm wondering, is he in tier two? Because right now he's not. He's a tier three quarterback. And I think that's still a win with
you. It's easy to forget him. Yeah,
it is. It's very easy to forget him. I think there's four or five win because ofs, and then there's probably two other tiers below that, and tier two through tier four are all win with, and there are really good win with quarterbacks like Jared Goff right now, and then there are much worse win with quarterbacks. Not on that list anymore, but would have been at the bottom to begin with. Derek Carr would have been the worst win with quarterback you could have ever picked. But that's what. So Kyler Murray's in the middle of that right now, and that sucks. But you're right, you're in purgatory. I don't really know what you can do. You're not upgrading from that.
Yeah.
No. Like Sam Darnold's not really an upgrade. You're kind of at best, that's a sidestep. So yeah, I think you have to stay with it. And yeah, you hope he keeps progressing. That chemistry, as you mentioned with Marvin Harrison, grows. They draft well because he has, as I mentioned earlier, has yet to have a great team.
I mean, he's not very old. It just
27.
Takes, in the NFL, it just takes one season
yep.
to gel together and you make a miracle run and everyone says, wow, Kyler Murray.
It's true. And he's 27.
They have lost close possession games as well. They lost to the Lions by just seven. They lost to the Vikings recently by just one.
No, yeah. Well, and he lost
to the Bills barely as well, I believe.
They got their asses kicked by the Seahawks twice in 3 weeks, man. The division opponents, like, you've got to play better against your division. Mm-hmm. And these are big games. Twice in 3 weeks, he did not show up. That Seahawks defense. That's not like knocking anyone's socks off. So
You're right.
I want to see more out of him. Disappointing season from him. Disappointing end of the season. That's what it always is. Yeah, the first 8 weeks, but talk to me in December with Kyler Murray, and that's what we got to see from him. But I'm not completely out. And then last quarterback, last question here before we get out of here. What the heck's going on with Kirk Cousins?
He stinks, man. They're 0-4 in the last four. He has zero touchdowns and eight picks. I do kind of feel bad for him because, I mean, I think it's injury-related. You know, I don't think he's able to push off on the foot that he tore his Achilles in.
No.
I think it's unfortunate.
He's not. And I forgot who it was. I don't think it was you, Grant. Maybe it was Nathan or someone who was in with us last week or something. When we were talking about Kirk Cousins, was like he didn't have a lot of arm strength to begin with, and now he doesn't have his push-off foot. It's not like his arm and his shoulder and his torso was providing this massive torque. Now that's all he's got. I mentioned that nerd stat was last week when he threw those four picks against at the LA Chargers. He was the first quarterback since they started tracking this stat like 10 years ago to fail to throw a pass 36 miles an hour, which I know is a weird miles an hour in football, but in a dome, he couldn't even throw the ball that fast. Just obviously this guy's hurt. I think he's done. I think the Falcons have to eat the money.
And roll with Penix
next season. Yep. That's what you do because
man,
contractually this contract financially. They can get out of it after next season without having really any dead cap, any money to pay him. But they don't want to wait another year. This team's too talented. This team's too young. They got to hit it right now. Michael Penix on a rookie deal. They've had him sit this year. I'm pro sitting a quarterback, but that's happened. Time's come. You overpaid Kirk. You knew you were doing that.
You drafted Penix in the top 10.
Yes. Like, this is it. Come on, man. Let's go.
Penix is probably the same age as Kyler Murray, so let's get cooking.
I mean, Daniel, honestly, you
might not be that far off.
No, he's not far off. He's 24.
Before we go to break, from the 816, regarding the top five teams, if certain things go right, the Bengals, this person says. Thank you very much.
What? Oh. Oh,
they say they're top five in the AFC. 816. That's not coming from Drew. That's coming from the 816. Shout out to you.
816, stop feeding Drew this
Shout
nonsense.
Out to you.
Stop doing this. We were done. We had gotten him saying the season was over. So you're clinging on, what is this, 3%?
A 3% chance.
3% chance?
I'm going to pull it up during the break because guess what? God. I think an in-division team, I think an AFC North team is winning this weekend against a certain team. We're going to talk about that next, right?
That's the tease, man. Get your texting fingers ready because you're going to be a little upset with the take that you're about to hear from one and only Drew Nixon, 913-586-7965. This is After Hours. Grant Nicholson, Jacob Mustard, Drew Nixon, myself, Mac Morey, here till 9 o'clock. Get ready. Ooh, it's going to be a hot one. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Van.
Rolling right along here, having a good time with you on After Hours 96.5, The Fan, Mac Morey, Drew Nixon, Grant Nicholson, Jacob Mustard with you till 9 o'clock, about 20 more minutes with you. It's been a good time. Drew's trying to tell me that the Bengals might have a chance to make the playoffs. Oh, they technically do, actually. It's 3%.
Barber says I'm treading on thin ice.
Oh, is that Barbershop? You're right.
Shout out to Barbershop.
You're right. You are treading on thin ice.
He said he gave me away until fall of next year. Dang.
Yeah, I'm done with you until fall of next year. Till next football season, I'm done with you. Honestly, though, for the Bengals to make the playoffs, they have to win out, which we can go through their schedule. But then the Broncos have to go 1-3 or worse against the Colts, Chargers, Bengals, Chiefs. The
Possible.
Dolphins have to go 2-2 or worse against the Texans, Niners, Browns, and Jets.
Possible.
The Colts have to go 2-2 or worse against the Broncos, Titans, Giants, and Jaguars.
That's the iffy one.
All of these are iffy ones.
I'm going to get a needle, Brian Callahan to come through, lose this weekend to the Bengals, and then beat the Colts a little bit later.
Because you need these things to happen, but also within that, like, look at the Broncos schedule going 1-3 or worse. The Chiefs will screw you over on that. You need the Chiefs to have Week 18 matter as well. Because if it's a Carson backfield with the steal and Wentz, I think the Broncos got that game, but maybe not. Maybe they're in the playoffs, and maybe they're sitting Bo Nix too. And
if you're the Chiefs, would you rather? I guess you'd rather have the Broncos than the Bengals.
Of course.
So you
no
would,
question. So Me personally, Fesco and Dusty, we got in this argument a few weeks ago. So they would rather play the Bengals in the playoffs than the Broncos, which I think is one of the worst takes I've ever heard. Yeah, it is
ludicrous.
They both stand on business with it, so you can hear them tomorrow. 6-10. Fantastic boys, just not my favorite take from them.
But
it's okay.
So my hot take is
your hot take. Yes,
I don't think
yes.
it's that hot.
Here
because
we go.
Everybody, the Chiefs, you know, they lost to the Colts a couple years ago. They lost to the Raiders last year. They have one of those games where they lay down a little bit. You know, they lose a game that they shouldn't. They've been close a couple times. Everybody was pointing to the Panthers game. I was like, no. As soon as Jameis Winston started. Started at quarterback for the Browns and Deshaun got hurt. I was like, the Cleveland Browns are going to beat the Chiefs. This is going to be the game where everybody's like, this is a bad loss. This will be the game. Myles Garrett against the left tackle position, which might have Wanye Morris starting. Myles Garrett, he's licking his chops thinking, Wanye Morris, this is barbecue chicken. This is barbecue chicken. Browns defense, really solid. They don't have Gary Newsom, but you got Martin Emerson, Denzel Ward.
Yeah, it's good.
Solid group of players. On defense, been notoriously good over the last 4 or 5 years. Jameis Winston is going to have one of those games. He's going to have like 400 yards. He's going to have 4 touchdowns. He's also going to have 3 picks. But is it enough for them to win? This is the question, though. I think we can segue this into a Chiefs conversation as well, Mac. 913-586-7965. I'd like your thoughts on this. If they don't intercept, if they don't pick off Jameis, are you actually concerned? If they don't get a turnover against the Browns, where Jameis, all he does, he's praying that God can deliver him from pick sixes, to quote Jameis. He is notorious for the 30-30 season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can't intercept Jameis, because he's going to give you a couple. You know he's going to give you a couple of passes to intercept, whether it's Trent McDuffie, whether it's Justin Reed, whether it's Najee, whoever they got in. Whether it's a ball that's tipped, you're going to have opportunities to turn them over. If they don't turn the Browns over, are you concerned about the, not playmaking ability of the defense, but are you concerned about them being able to force turnovers? Because this has been a talking point over the last couple weeks now.
Absolutely.
Regarding the defense.
Only 10 all season, I believe.
And I think, honestly, if you also don't turn the Browns over, you're not winning the game. Because, you know, Jameis, he's going to put up numbers. I know that the Chiefs defense is great. He put up numbers against the Broncos. He put up numbers against the Steelers. They're going to have some success.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They'll hit some open passes,
which is why I think they can beat the Chiefs, and I think they will.
It's quite bold.
I mean, at this point, I think anybody in the NFL
can
beat the Chiefs.
Can, of course. Anyone can beat anyone.
And I'm not really that worried because I think until proven otherwise, the Chiefs are kind of like a break in case of emergency team. Mm. Like they've got another gear. They've got something weird that'll happen in the playoffs. So until they lose, until they're sitting at home, not champions, I just give them the benefit of the doubt.
I just think this is going to be one of those games where you're like, this is a bad loss. Like, I don't know if it worries you. I think it worries you if you don't pick Jameis off at all. So if you don't turn the Browns over, I'd be a little bit worried. But if they lose and Jameis throws for 400 and 4 touchdowns and 3 picks and you lose, I'd be like, it's a bad loss. But I wouldn't be too worried about it.
They have another loss coming for sure. for sure.
I think it's Cleveland.
Wow, okay. There we go.
In the next four, they're losing.
Gold is on record saying he thinks they lose again.
Well, they week 18. Yes. Yes.
They're going to make you sweat the one seed. I'm telling you, they're going into week 18. The conversation is going to be
The Bengals would like that, baby. The Bengals would like that. Help us out a little bit now. Come on, Mac.
Jeez, man.
From the 505, McDuffie has zero career picks. Everybody should be concerned.
That's dumb, 505, because some of the best.
Dang.
Thank you for texting in.
No, 505. I'm on the side. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Absolutely. Be a part of the show. I love reading these texts. That one came to me across as dumb. I'm sorry, 505, because here's the reason why. That is not indicative of what a good corner is. Darrell Revis had some of his best seasons. He had like three picks. Like Trayvon Diggs, everyone wants to ooh and ah a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, but McDuffie has zero for his career. I'm not saying it's concerning, but for him to have zero in his career,
it just doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that it's concerned. Like if those texts are together, like if McDuffie has zero career interceptions is just one text that you're sending a fact, and then everyone should be concerned is not connected or tangential to that other text. Okay, fine. But if those are connected, that is not related or relevant at all and means nothing to me. Means nothing. Cool. McDuffie has zero career interceptions, but he's one of the best corners in the game. You know, I'm trying to think of a good analogy here, but I guess I'm struggling on the fly with a basketball analogy because that's what I usually go to. But to me, I think it's irrelevant. Cool. He has zero interceptions. You talk about Myles Garrett and left tackle. No doubt. I'm scared about that, but I've been scared about that every week, right?
The same person said, yeah, he plays for the incompletion instead of playing for the pick. He gets it. I think that's fair, but I think if you have an opportunity to pick the ball off, then you pick the ball off. He said this team can't get turnovers, and to his point, I mean, he's correct.
Tied for third fewest in the league with 10. It is a problem. They do need to force turnovers in the playoffs to win these games. There's no question about that. You ask if I'm concerned if they don't force one against Jameis. It depends. Context matters. If they are in position to get these interceptions and they drop a couple, I'm like, okay.
Barbershop's right backing spot. You up. Barbershop says the best man coverage corners don't usually have a lot of picks. McDuffie's an elite corner. I agree with that.
That's it. No, if you're on an island and you're covering your man, you're not getting thrown to a lot. And when you are, they're pass defended, they're overthrows. That's what it is. McDuffie is an elite lockdown corner. Now, has he had some bad games these past 2 weeks? Absolutely. I say bad games. That's to his standard. He's allowing guys for 60 yards and a touchdown like Cortland Sutton, but he's never getting cooked. And yeah, at some point he will get an interception, but to say, yeah, I'm concerned McDuffie has zero career picks, I don't think those two things are related, and I think they're irrelevant. I'm sorry, 505. You are not dumb. Fantastic text. Thank you for being part of this.
The one thing I think that it isn't necessarily going to cause you concern, but Jameis loves himself some David Njoku. Loves himself some David Njoku.
And the Chiefs are bad against tight ends.
That's
a good point. That's absolutely true.
I think that, again, this is going to be one of those games that is going to come down to the wire again. And it might just literally be, is Jameis going to throw a pick six or is he not going to throw a pick six?
Well, I think
Kevin Stefanski is a good enough. I think he understands. I would think he's a good enough coach to understand I have to be aggressive to win a game against the Chiefs. I'm prepared to go Jim Harbaugh or I'm prepared to go Sean McDermott rather than Jim Harbaugh and play it safe, run the ball on 3rd and 16 and just settle for the field goal. Like I'm going to get after it.
Nazi Johnson get right game.
Love it, man.
Get a little pick six.
Yes.
Here, get the energy.
Absolutely. Get
the
some
right
confidence,
direction.
Man. I think it was McDuffie. Mitchell just said it last week, or I believe so, about the secondary. They need their swagger back. This is a game to get that swagger back, that confidence. Alex Gold, who obviously you can listen to with Drew on Cody and Gold from 10 to 2, said on that betting show before us here tonight that he believes this is the game they actually cover. Right now, Chiefs favored by 4.5. I'm right there with him. I think the Chiefs can win by 5 or 6 points. They can cover this 4.5-point spread. I'm on the opposite side of Drew. We'll see.
One of us is going to be right. One of us is going to be
exactly.
wrong. Not only do they cover, they win the game straight up.
Yeah, Drew's got the Chiefs losing. Grant's got the Chiefs losing a game at least in the next four. I guess I've just got my Chiefs colored glasses on. I got to take them off.
Ever since Jameis started starting, I've been pointing to the Browns game as this is the game they're going to lose.
No, that's fair. And I don't hate it. And it makes sense. Like Grant said, any team right now can beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Part of that's because of the aforementioned defense. We'll talk a little bit about it in the few minutes that we'll have when we come back before we get out of here. Grant Nicholson, Jacob Mustard producing it, Drew Nixon, myself, Mac Morey, with you just for a few more minutes right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back. Just about 3 minutes or so here left on After Hours. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Shout out to Barbershop, man, for listening to the show.
Of course, man. He's the man. Love that he tunes into us. That's awesome. I love that all of you guys tune into us and text in every night. Just two nights this week. Tomorrow, we're not in.
I just realized I still owe him the credit card or the gift card.
Barbershop?
Yeah, I owe Barbershop my side of the bet still.
Was this the Bengals bet?
The Bengals bet, yes, with Barber.
Yeah. So you,
I'm gonna get it to you,
what's
Barber.
What's the gift card?
To Harvest Kitchen, I owe him because his number was 59. I owe him $59.59.
Damn.
To Harvest Kitchen. It was that or get a tattoo of his number on my skin.
Oh, okay. Yep. Fair enough. Good choice. I love that. Those are the two options.
His wife was like, I don't. Well, the only reason it's up is because his wife said, I don't feel comfortable. I don't know about knowing somebody's got your number tattooed on them.
Drew, you got to stop doing physical appearance
bets.
Yeah,
dude, exactly. Just like $20. You want to put 20 bones on
it? It's a number, though. My favorite number is 5. Joe Burrow's number is 9. There's a way that I can make it work.
Drew's like, tattoo my eyelids or...
okay, no, that's...
like what?
No or, face, no any of that. Or, I do have a neck tattoo technically behind my ear, but... So the whole
that's sick. Tattoo. It's a good placement. No, I like that.
Yeah.
No, I like the neck tattoo placement. I want to get some tattoos on my thigh. I want to have a fun right thigh. I want it to be my fun party thigh. Come on, man. You don't like that? The canvas, baby.
The canvas.
That's what I want to get. A bunch of little ones. little cartoons. And something Chiefs. I don't care. I'm going to get a Chiefs tattoo at some point. I don't care.
So if they get a three-peat, are you getting a tattoo?
I said I was going to get one after the first Super Bowl. I already know which one I want. It was the Wasp play, like drawn out, which was super cool. Kind of past time now. Tyreek Hill's gone, but I'd still really like it.
I will never get a Bengals related tattoo. Never. Oh. If they win a Super Bowl, not getting a tattoo.
I was about to say, you guys won't ever win a Super Bowl, so you don't have to worry about that.
You should shave your head.
That comment
is
dumb,
stripes.
Mac. That comment was dumb. Thank you for texting in, Barbershop. Thank you for everybody.
Thank you for texting in, Barbershop. Thank you for texting in, 505. I actually like Grant's thingy. If they win the Super Bowl, you do need to shave your head and get the Bengals stripes. That's what you have to do. That's perfect.
Okay.
And that's not even a bet. That's just us telling you need to do it. But it's okay. That'll never happen. The Chiefs on their way to a three-peat. The Bengals not even going to be in the playoffs this year. Thank you all for listening. This was After Hours on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh. Listen.
Guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.